How can you wake up every morning and commit to the unfamiliar? Commit to the inconvenience. I tell people that your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same block. Really, when you look at doing the work, investing in you, it's waking up every day, get this, and signing up again to be inconvenienced on behalf of your dream.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure, and that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
Now let's get up. Let's make a strategy. Let's get into radical action. Joan Baez says that action is the antidote for despair. Lisa Nichols adds that action is the prescription for success. How is it that one verb, the same verb, can be the solution to your problem and the access to your dreams? One word, action. And once you get in action, as you're in action, make a strategy. Because if you're out there doing what I call braille-based visualizing, it's like, hello, wait, set a strategy up. That's what people do. Like, I want some of this, I want some of this, I want some of this.
Hold
on. Let's get clear. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What does it look like with great clarity? What's your financial bank account look like? What's the balance in it? Now, what are the revenue streams that created that balance? Mm-hmm. You know, how many days a week did you work to get that balance? Were you with a partner to get that balance? Where are you living? How did you get there? Well, who are you involved with romantically? And are you open to them? Do you have a friendship? What does that friendship look like? And once you get all of that in place through your visualization, now reverse engineer what you got to do to get there. First, literally set your GPS and spend time seeing it and feeling it. And then go back and go, now, what's the strategy to get there? Because now it's not unfamiliar. Now you're running after a taste that you've already had in your mouth, right? Pavlov theory, ring the bell and you salivate for your own life, right?
Oh my God, so good.
And then, have someone hold you accountable. Gladiators don't have anyone holding them accountable. And we actually get a little offended if someone holds us accountable. No, 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 please, please listen to my dream, see my visualization, and don't let me off the hook. Get this, of the woman I'm becoming, of the man you're becoming. And you got to watch out, because the bigger your bio, the less people will hold you accountable to who you are becoming, because who you've been is so big. Please don't be overly impressed by who I've been. That's so 08. Please hold me accountable to who I'm becoming. Like, I'm committed. So those are the things I do. One, get in action. Two, set a clear vision. Three, reverse engineer the strategy. Four, get someone to hold you accountable. And three, check in consistently to make sure that you haven't outlived your dream. I looked up 5 years ago and I had outlived my dream, Stephanie.
Mm.
I didn't see 7 bestsellers. I didn't see 56 million people, over 56 million people touched a year. I didn't see Bulgaria. I didn't see Slovenia. I didn't see Croatia. I didn't see Ireland. I didn't see Phuket. I didn't see all these. I didn't even study geography. I skipped the class, so I didn't even know about these places, right? And so 5 years ago, I couldn't dream. I literally was like, whoa, I've outdone my dream. That was scary for me. And that's when I started going, I just got on my knees. I got on my knees every day. God, what's my next season? What's my next season? I have to have a dream. I have to have something pulling me. I have to know where I'm going. I have to. And so I stayed on my face until I got it. And that's when it came up that you're going to teach teachers. That's when the speaker training was born, believe it or not.
Mm.
That's how it was born. I was on my face 5 years ago, November 26th. I'll never forget. You need to teach people how to teach people how to share their message. Oh, and then I got excited all again, but I need something to pull me. Don't let me off the hook of this life.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And I got to say, in preparation for this interview, we were talking a little bit off camera before the podcast, before we started recording, and I was talking to JJ Virgin, I was talking to people, and I was like, what can you tell me about Lisa? And the one consistent thing they kept saying is, Lisa is the GOAT. She is the greatest of all time. G-O-A-T. She's the GOAT speaker. And I've been consuming your video. And I have to tell you, when I'm watching your videos, I feel like you're talking to me. I know I'm watching a YouTube video where you were at A-Fest or you were somewhere else. I'm like, she's talking to me. Like, she knew. How did she? So what is it about being so you talked about, you know, developing the speaker academy or the speaker training. What is it in order to be, to achieve the accolades and the type of transformational speaker that can move the needle for people. How does personal development factor into being a personal transformational
speaker? Can I just say, in the words of my niece, is everything. Like she says, Auntie, you are everything. It mm-hmm. is everything. Listen, you can't take a 64 ounce. You can't take a 64 ounce dream and put it in a 24 ounce container called you.
Mm.
All day long. Sometimes your dreams are bigger than your capacity. Ooh, you got a 64 ounce dream, but you got 32 ounces of capacity of forgiveness. You got an 80 ounce dream, but you got a 40 ounce capacity of courage. Oh, baby. So I'm a real big component, which is why I do the only two things I do in the world now: personal development to the depths of people's core. And speaker development to the height of your dream. Those two things. Because if you want to show up big, serve big, pray big, play big, stand big, fly big, then you need to expand your personal capacity around how you forgive you, how you embrace your childhood, how you release and stop holding hostage people who wronged you 20 years ago, how you can stand in your greatness with knees knocking and teeth chattering. How can you live in your duality, own your brilliance and own your chaos at the same time, in the same minute? How can you share more of you to the world without being attached of their perception of you? How can you embrace the idea other people's perception of me ain't even none of my business? How can you do that? How can you create a life that's barely recognizable and live more in the unfamiliar, Stephanie, than you are ever living in the familiar? How can you wake up every morning and commit to the unfamiliar, commit to the inconvenience? I tell people that your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same block.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
yes.
Your degree of personal, it's your degree of personal development. It's your degree. And I don't even want to say personal development because it sounds so packaged these days. Mm-hmm. Everyone says personal development. Everyone says human potential development. Really, when you look at doing the work, investing in you, it's waking up every day. Get this. And signing up again to be inconvenienced on behalf of your dream. Somebody gonna get that when we hang up. Y'all,
it's Zoom. You need to rewind 15 seconds. Listen to that again.
Hey. Your life is in the last 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You can go get your life, go back 15 seconds.
Right? Yeah, you got it.
And so
I'm a stand
for people not getting attached to who they've been so that who they're becoming can be midwifed out.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.